I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. It's a big weekend for sports fans, and not just here, all around the world. So we're going to open up our sports pages for the next few minutes. Of course, there's a football game on Sunday, and it's big business. Football is a huge moneymaker in the U.S. Not so much in places like India, though that could change. Next fall, India launches its first NFL-style football league. It's funded by a long list of Indian and U.S. investors, including former NFL coach Mike Ditka. They hope football will challenge India's reigning sport, cricket. Sindhya Banu reports from Pune.
About 150 men dressed in T-shirts with names like the Vipers, the Black Tigers, and the Gladiators gather in a field at the Baliwadi Sports Complex. Meet the Elite Football League of India. The league has a lot of work to do before the official kickoff next fall.
Then we're going to turn around, do it to the left side. Chop, 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 chop.
For one thing, most of the players and coaches have to learn the sport. Some have never even heard of American football before.
Guards. Everyone, guards. Guards have to be big, strong, also fast. Good feet.
That's J.J. Lawson. He's coached high school football in Louisiana for 15 years.
It really, as a sport, as it gets better and higher up, it requires really great athletes. And that requires a large population. India is such a large country with such a diverse population that I just feel like it's a great place for it.
So far, about 400 players have been recruited from all over India. They come to Pune for boot camp. They look more like high school players than their beefy NFL counterparts, but they all have an athletic background. Here's Rajiv Goyal, the head coach of the Pune Black Tigers. He helped with the recruiting.
So we went to boxing clubs. We picked up some good boxers. We went to wrestlers. We went to judo players because we need someone to run fast, take a ball, run fast. We even went to volleyball and basketball.
Goyal learned about football when he lived in the U.S. That's true for a few of the players as well. Samir Tejwani studied at Temple University in Philadelphia, and he became an avid fan there.
I really wanted to do this because I've always been passionate for sports, you know, but I've never really got an opportunity to play a sport or represent like a city or a country or even like a club. So I thought, you know, since I'm pretty much settled down, let me just give it a shot with American football.
Tejwani helps run his family business. He's taking a break from that now. But most of the players come from poor villages where few people have seen football. Dinesh plays for the Chennai Swarm. The chance to try a new sport wasn't his only motivation.
Really, monthly, 12,000.
He says he's making enough to send home 12,000 rupees a month. That's about $230. Dinesh says he showed his family some football on YouTube. And it scared them at first, but they're excited now. And he's sure other Indians will want to watch football on TV. That's what Kevin Dibal wants to hear. He's one of the league's investors in Arizona. He says India's booming economy means football has huge potential here. That's even though cricket has been India's sport of choice since the British Raj.
I just think it's more of an exciting and thrilling game. And I think as the culture shifts more to that and gravitates more to that, I think that's how we can compete in the long run and be as successful or potentially more successful than cricket in that country because of the thrill and excitement of the game.
Dibal and his fellow investors ultimately hope to sell the teams to companies and wealthy individuals in India. They're banking on the players becoming superstars like Bollywood actors and cricketers. Ashutosh Rathore is the quarterback for the Mumbai Gladiators. When he puts on the uniform, he says he feels transformed.
It feels really good because it's a new moment, and if somewhere history will be written, then our names will be there because we started it. Yeah, so it feels good.
For The World, I'm Sindhya Banu, Pune.
Go!
Check out the gridiron in Pune. We've got a slideshow at theworld.org.